So since you covered the trial, were you there throughout the trial?
I've been in and out of Boston, but I've covered most of the trial, I'd say.
What's your analysis of the trial? Do you think that the prosecution and the defense did a good job? Did you learn what you hoped to?
Oh, those are two very different questions, because I think that the prosecution and the defense have been doing a sterling job. I mean, they are amazing. It's absolutely, I've covered a lot of trials, and it's absolutely the best tried trial I've ever seen in my life. The choice of witnesses, sort of the dramaturgy, the timing of the prosecution's case was unbelievably good. But it is not the, structurally, it's not the role of the American justice system to find the truth. The American justice system administers punishment. It does not conduct inquests, and it does not find facts. So we were hoping, I mean, those of us who've been interested in the case, that's a lot of us, we were hoping that some facts would emerge from the trial, that as the FBI presented its case for the prosecution, we would learn things that were conspicuously absent from that we didn't know before. There were some gaping holes in our knowledge. One of them is, where and when were the bombs made? The FBI agents who testified at the trial admitted that they don't know where the bombs were made. If they don't know where the bombs were made, that also means that they don't know if anybody else was involved in the plot to bomb the Marathon.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest is Masha Gessen, author of the new book, The Brothers, about Tamerlan and Johar Tsarnaev, the brothers behind the Boston Marathon bombing.